meeting is now being recorded.
Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to RDS Stewards 2 Leadership Call number 46 on January 25th, 2019 at 1600 UTC. And attending the call today is Alan and Susan. We have apologies from Catherine. From ICANN Org is Jean-Baptiste and Brenda. And the call is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking. Jean-Baptiste, I turn the call over to you. Thanks.
Thank you, Brenda. So for today's agenda, I've listed the following: a review of the draft report updates, then talk briefly about the ICANN 64 engagement session and the January call draft agenda. Under AOB, just two things, the last version of fact sheet that were sent this morning, and then talk about leadership, future leadership calls.
Okay, before we continue, Jackie's not joining us today.
I just received an email from her right now as you speak. I have the Adobe Connect open, but I'm not yet allowed into the meeting. Could you please accept? All right. I'll reply to her. She should be joining anytime soon.
Okay.
All right. So actually I can stay on the whole half hour because I can't do time zones, okay? So my other meeting doesn't start for another hour, so I'm fine.
What time is it, Susan?
I'm just in mountain time right now. So,
okay.
9 a.m. mountain time, not Pacific.
Yeah.
I called in to an 8:30 meeting at 7:30. I don't know. I've been all morning. I've been up forever and calling in at the wrong time for meetings. So.
All right. Oh, and Jackie's turning now. So starting with, yeah, you wanted to speak again?
Oh, she's still dialing. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So looking at the draft report updates, yesterday afternoon I scanned through the whole report and tried to look at things that are pending that maybe could move forward. So what I did in the following slide is just to provide you with an overview of what's still open in terms of action items and where things need to be tackled either by you or by subject matter experts. So here, so the two action items, I just wanted to have a confirmation whether this was still open, but I believe it is. Those were, I think, discussed during a meeting you had with Jackie maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. And it was for you, Susan, to evaluate a recommendation and the priority level of each recommendation with some quick description. And I think that was in reply to the operational input that was provided by Alice in Brussels. And the second one was to include a brief statement that refers to timing and vision for recommendation while highlighting some of the dependencies. This is still ongoing, right? And I can't hear you, Susan.
Sorry, it helps when I take myself off mute.
Yeah.
You're right. I didn't finish that exercise, so I'll do that. I can do that this weekend.
All right. All right, and Jackie is restarting your phone. So the executive summary, so there, I believe it will be updated once all sections are final, including the recommendations table. So there was an action item for Jackie to work with you, Alan, to mention the programs of the policy development process regarding a single RDS WIS to be placed in the executive summary. I believe this is complete or not yet.
I don't know. I went through everything last night. I cleaned up most, accepted most things, left a couple of questions for people. Let me pull up that document because I don't recall that specific one.
Okay.
I think we certainly retitled the section, and I think all of that has been done.
All right. So then the review background. So there was an action item for you and Jackie to review and modify the WHOIS background section. That was in reference to a slide on the face-to-face meeting. So I believe this one is still open, but apart from that, I think the section will be final. And I forgot to mention something important. The reason why it's important to review right now and see, in your opinion, whether a section is final or not, is because I'd like to send as early as possible sections that are final to language services, because the sooner we approach to ICANN 64, the more difficult it would be for them to translate all at once. So
I'm going to do a complete read-through again this weekend. So
all right.
Let's hold off sending anything before then, because I'd like to identify any sections that I think still really need additional cleanup in terms of redundancy and stuff like that.
Okay.
But one of these slides is on play.
Okay, let me open my look on my on the deck I sent. So the next section was strategic priority. So there, the section is cleaning. There are still a few comments that were open. And then below that, I had placed on single WHOIS policy a screenshot of the recommendation section where I had placed a comment saying, of course, if you can't see, that's not really approved, but it seems points 2, 3, and 4 do not follow. However, the review team is repetitive of earlier text and presupposes that comes from the EPP. How about just deleting the entire text?
Jean-Baptiste, your voice is very muffled. It's hard to make out what you're saying.
Oh, sorry about that. It's my headphones, I guess. Is it better now?
Yeah, that is better. The strategic priority, everything has been cleared.
All right.
With the exception of some formatting problem we have.
All right. So as soon as those are settled, then I'll forward the this section to translations. So yeah, there is this this comment from you in single WHOIS policy. Then under outreach, so there, I don't know whether you had worked on that yesterday, but
let's do the single WHOIS policy. This is the one where under recommendations we have 4 points.
Yeah.
They don't quite match, because it says, however, the review team number one accepts the WHOIS review team recommendation number two is fully implemented. Then number two is that the board's motion to initiate and provide a framework for DDS PDP using the EWG report as input is intended to cover to deliver a holistic next generation RDS. That doesn't follow from the review team. And the next 3 points also don't fit. And I'm wondering, can we just delete the whole thing and say recommendations none? There are observations, we've already sort of made them earlier in the section. Do we really need to say that here? This is on page 6 of the Google Doc. Susan, do you have an ability to look at that, or to look at the slides, that slide deck that Jean-Baptiste sent out?
I'll take a look.
It's on slide 6 if you're looking at the slides. And any case, actually, this is substantive enough. Let's simply put that one on the agenda for Monday.
All right.
Outreach, I think, has been finished. Again, subject to my final overall review this weekend, I think I cleaned up all of the any comments that Jackie had or anything else. There are no comments in it right now, so that one's probably pretty close to finished.
Yeah. Let me have a quick look, because yesterday I found a few things, but you may have cleaned them in the meantime. Yeah, it looks clean now. All right. Okay, next one's not working, of course. Next one was a screenshot of, and you cleaned that, I think, so. Okay, that works. Although under recommendation 3.2, there was an action item for you to add in the implementation note that the routine does not have an input on ICANN budget. And I was, when I looked at the recommendation, I could not find any reference to that.
Sorry, let me pull that up. I don't quite recall what we're talking about. Oh, sorry, on 3.2. Sorry, what did the action item say?
Add in the implementation note that the review team does not have an input on ICANN budget. And if I recall correctly, that was a discussion you had with Stephanie on budget.
Oh, okay.
Regarding maybe the NCSG comment?
Do we really need to put that in the report or just respond to the comment? I think that was just a response to the comment in the comment tool. I don't think we need to put that in the report.
So Stephanie was saying that she wanted it noted that it wouldn't impact the budget or would impact the budget. I missed that.
They were saying they don't think we need to do any outreach, but if we do, it shouldn't impact the budget. I think that was the substance of it. And what I'm saying is I think that's a fine response to the comment, but I don't see a need to put it in the report.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the report, it's somewhat of a red herring. So I think that's sufficient to put that, simply make sure that the public comment tool shows that as a response. I don't think we need to put it in the recommendation in the text of the report itself. I mean, it's under implementation notes. Implementation should begin. I mean, if we say implementation should begin and we don't have any control of ICANN budget, it doesn't have any context.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay, so let's just make sure it's in the public comment tool as a response. You can bring it up on Monday if you want, just to make sure it's
okay.
Cleared the screen. Since we logged it as an action item, we should bring it up on Monday.
All right. Next one is compliance. So there, looking at the section, there are still different comments. There were two action items. So Susan, to clarify that ICANN will not go on fact-finding mission, but use the information they currently have on hand in the input received. Susan, to clarify that compliance enforces registrar to enforce data accuracy for registrants. And then the other one was Alan, to add a paragraph on current situation, pointing out the paradox of goodwill versus doing it properly. Add sentence on whether contractual compliance can verify compliance if they can't look at the data.
So what page are you on? I'm confused. Sorry.
Are you on the slide?
Nine. We are on slide nine now.
Slide nine? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I looked at this last night, and I wasn't awake enough, but I'm not sure I understand what Alan to add a paragraph on the current situation, pointing out the paradox of goodwill versus doing it properly. Does anyone remember what that means?
No, but it sounds like Stephanie. Sorry.
No, I mean, this was on not the previous article, but the one before, I think. Let me look at that.
And add a sentence on whether contractual compliance can verify compliance if they can't look at the data.
Yes, that was on Article 46 on 14th of January.
Yeah. The impact of that one is under the current implementation of GDPR, they are relying. Okay, now I understand the issue. This is all a temporary spec issue that it used to be that if ICANN got a complaint that something wasn't accurate, they would look at what WHOIS says and make a judgment. Now, under the current plan and potentially under the long-term EPDP results, they have to ask the registrar what the contents of the field are. So, in theory, the registrar can give them any answer, and it doesn't have to reflect what's actually in WHOIS. And so the question is, how can you do compliance if you're simply relying on the goodwill of the registrar to tell you what's actually there? So, I now understand the issue, and I will add something there. Okay.
All right.
When I read it last night, it did not make any sense to me, but now I think I understand. No.
And then I'll address the other one later. It's going to be tonight.
Okay.
At the earliest.
Yeah.
It all comes down to exactly how will ICANN have access to WHOIS post EPDP implementation, and the answer is we don't know because we haven't talked about that yet.
All right.
Okay.
Next one is the recommendation of Factor 9 data accuracy. So there as well, the section needs revision from Lily. And there was, I think this maybe should be added, there was a suggestion of added text at the end of the sentence on slide number 10, currently on screen. The added text was that the intent of the ARS was not to de facto improve accuracy, but to report on it. And I see that in the document itself, it was not approved, and I'm not sure this was discussed on the call.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I added a note saying let's do this one on Monday. I think I did. Let me find it. Yeah. The whole paragraph basically says since ARS is only looking at a tiny number, the improvements due to ARS are not substantive. And ARS was never designed to fix the problem. It was designed to measure the problem. So I'm not sure this paragraph has any real meaning at all. But I don't really want to delete it without Lily, being part of the discussion.
Yeah.
So let's bring it up on Monday and hope she's on the call.
So then on Monday maybe it would be a broader review of the section itself? Because there are things pending.
Yeah, anything that's still pending right now. As I said, I did a fair amount of cleanup yesterday. That may be the only one that we're currently is waiting for Lily. I'm not sure. Let me take a quick look.
Yeah. You may have seen a few emails. I tried following up with a review team member based on comments that were in the Google Docs, but it's the issue is that if you place a comment, they won't necessarily see it. So that's why you received a few emails.
Yeah, well, if Lily's not on the call, we'll have to get hold of her separately. Yeah, there's at least one other item that she says, let me see if I can summarize this. The conclusion is that registrars don't validate and or verify RDS in the first place, which is already in breach of contract violations. This has been identified as the most common issue by ICANN compliance in their annual reports. And I'm questioning, are we saying that those that they're saying that registrars are not validating and verifying as they are supposed to under the 2013 RAA? I had not heard that. So I think at the very least I'll go back and look at the annual reports. But let's bring it up on Monday. That's on the bottom of page 8 of the Google Doc.
I remember a discussion. I'm trying to pull it out of my brain, and it's not coming. But I think, because this was Lily's, right?
Yeah.
I think she was under the impression that they didn't. Well, they don't validate and verify. They do one or the other, and I always get them.
They have to validate everything and verify either the phone or the verify means make sure it's operational, either the phone or the email address.
But I think she was critical of the way most registrars will validate them. So they take a look at the name or whatever address and just go, okay, it must be, could be, even when it could be, pretty obvious that it's not correct.
I'm concerned with her statement saying that compliance says this is the single largest breach, and I need to go back and look at the reports.
Okay.
I don't think that's the case.
Okay.
So anyway, we have those two things that Lily has to brought up, and there is a third one as well on page 11. And this is again on the WDRP, the verification. She ends the paragraph near the bottom, page 11, with, thus there's good reason to believe that if the WDRP were fully enforced, there would be a positive impact on RDS, who is accuracy. And my understanding is there is no evidence whatsoever that it is not being enforced. It is the subject of one of the audit questions, and I haven't seen anything saying that we have a major problem of lack of WDRP. She was hinging all of that on the fact that when the WDRP was first implemented, they gave some, there was something in some document, some report, but then they never mentioned it again because it was integrated into the standard, part of the compliance audits. And she had believed that the lack of it being mentioned implied it wasn't being enforced. And that, I believe, is quite incorrect. So I think this sentence is incorrect, but again, we need to involve her in it.
Yeah. All right.
And then on page 14, I say there's very massive changes, and I need to think about those a little bit. And Susan, maybe you can look at them also. This is in the Google Doc straddling page 14 and 15.
Okay, I'll take a look at that.
All right, next item.
Yeah, and also there was the finding section where you said that it needs revision.
Yeah, that's one we just talked about already.
Yeah. Okay. And then there is the action item for for me. In fact, she double checked recommendation numbering to ensure comment was in response to recommendation 5.9 and just as needed. So as soon as the recommendation is final, I'd do that. Privacy proxy services. So there was just this comment, which I forwarded to Volker. I didn't see any reply from him on this. And there were some minor revisions, but maybe you tackled them yesterday after I did my review.
I think, let me see. There's one I have mentioned to discuss Friday. Today is Friday. That's at the beginning of. Oh, that's one under analysis findings. We have the subgroup. The text is the subgroup reviewed relevant objectives to identify what ICANN has implemented, assess the degree practical, which implementation was effective. So they're putting in, at the beginning, essentially what our job was, and we don't have it anywhere else, so I just suggested taking those paragraphs out altogether. We're on section 1.1.2 on page 2 of Privacy Proxy. So unless Susan has an objection, and I think you agreed, Jean-Baptiste, that so let's just take it out. Let's just delete it. Let me just do it right now. Okay, gone. And an extra space, fine. Okay, so that's done. Oops.
Yeah. And Jackie, so the other one is
Jackie and I just removed the same space twice.
Do we call that teamwork?
Someone should put it back in. I'll resist and let Jackie put the space back in after the hit.
All right. So moving on to recommendation 11, common interface. So there, the text needs revision. And there was an action item where I'm not sure whether that was done for Suzanne Volker to clarify that this recommendation was not specifically aimed at compliance.
What page is that? I don't know why I'm getting.
That's
slide 17. So the slide.
17.
The slide 13.
I don't know where within.
Yeah, slide 13, and that's for the interface section.
I've got a section under analysis and findings to discuss Monday.
I thought we did that. I'll go back to my emails, because I thought I put something in during the meeting, but maybe not. I'll take care of that this weekend. Unfortunately, I have to jump to another meeting now. But
okay, before you do, though, Susan, quickly, there's two highlighted things on page 2 and 3. Are these error messages created by ICANN, or do they come from the registry registrar, and does ICANN track how often these error messages are presented? I don't know if these are questions to be put in the review or ones that we were supposed to address ourselves. So take a look at that.
So those are the questions we asked. During the meeting, I sent a request for those questions to be asked.
Okay.
Compliance.
Okay.
And so I don't know that we got a response.
Okay, so that's in Jean-Baptiste's hands then.
Yep. Okay, sorry about this. I got to jump.
So then about that, I had sent a reply just after the face-to-face meeting. I can forward that to you if you wish.
Please.
Okay, so I missed it. If you don't mind resending that to me, that would be helpful, and then I'll look at that and see if there's anything to incorporate.
Sure.
Okay.
I will send it.
Got a job.
No worries.
Okay, thanks, guys. Talk to you
later. Thanks for joining, Susan.
No problem. Thanks for all your hard work, Alan.
All right, so I'll note that what you've written for Monday, I'll add that to the agenda and make sure it's in the slides. Next section is internationalized registration data, and there is only a minor revision needed, and I think the section is close to final. It's what is in there, it's mainly, if I recall correctly, edits from Dimitri.
I thought I fixed that. Oh, I did. I did them as suggestions. So I left the reference to ARS in. Not quite sure if this is the first time. I don't think this is the first time it's mentioned. It can't be the first time it's mentioned. So I'm not sure we need to find the acronym, but it doesn't hurt at that point. And I inserted the link in the text. So you can just... Jackie, you can just accept my changes if you're happy with them.
All right. So that's good. So we can consider this section final at this stage.
Yeah, again, subject to my review this weekend.
Okay, subject to review this weekend. So, yeah, maybe that would be good on the call if we have time on Monday to just confirm which are final and also when there is a review of a final review and a reaching consensus on recommendation, check that also that the operational input at the first received in Brussels, whether the question raised are met in the recommendation.
Okay.
So under plan and annual reports, I think there it's close to final version 2. I didn't see anything particular, so I'll leave your review this weekend. Anything new? I believe it hasn't changed.
Yeah, there's in the annual report, there's one question. On page 4, Jackie made a comment. Measuring recommendation implementation should not be easy, and it probably should be easy. The challenging part will be designing the metrics.
Yeah, I forwarded that to Lily, but haven't heard from her yet.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Thank you for flagging. So anything new? I believe this is the final. And then the objective 3, law enforcement needs. So there are edits input from Alan that needs to be reviewed. There was an action item for us, NSSI, to estimate the number of hours spent on law enforcement survey for estimated cost associated with conducting the survey. So the number of hours we have estimated, but now we are looking at what is the cost for this number of hours.
Okay, that's not in the report. That's just in the public comment.
Yeah. That was a question in the public comments, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, Catherine to bring this recommendation to GAC's attention and Alan to EPDP.
Yeah.
I can hear a lot is going on behind you, Alan.
Sorry, I've got some stuff going on here.
No worries. And then consumer trust, there I think you had to provide several edits to Erica.
Erica has not responded to me, so I'm going to do a rewrite this weekend.
Okay.
I sent her, I don't know who I copied on it, but I sent her a summary of what I believe should be changed. And if she hasn't responded, there's not much I can do about it, so. But we can't wait a lot longer.
All right.
I see Jackie or somebody or Jean-Baptiste, you took the redundant parts out of that section. So I think that section is now only has consumer trust in it. I didn't want to delete it before because Jackie had made edits to it, and I wanted to make sure they were captured somewhere else before they were deleted. But I'm presuming someone else has cleaned all that up properly now.
All right. Next, so next one is supporting registrant data. So there you had made several changes to the recommendation, but I believe there were not too many
They were submitted on call, so I believe those needs to be approved by the review team.
Well, those were all agreed to at the plenary meeting. So technically, we have approval, but we are going to have to do a final consensus call on all of them. I'll talk about that in a minute. But those changes were ones that were made in the December meeting, and I think I've now accepted them as of last night.
All right.
Yeah, they're all integrated.
Then contractual compliance. Oh, I don't know whose noise it is, but so I can contractual compliance.
In safeguarding registered data, there was a sentence that said, currently all RDS data is publicly available, and I added a footnote saying at the time the analysis was done. Instead of trying to rewrite the whole thing for today's world.
Yeah. All right. So then I can contractual compliance. So there, Alan, you have to reword CN.1 so that it does not say the board to negotiate, which was done. So this is in reply to that. An impact of GDPR section still needs to be completed, and also several edits need Susan's review. And Alan and Volker, Alan and Volker to add more details to CN.2 to clarify the registrant field being addressed in the recommendation. Additionally, the whole recommendation should be reworded to better convey intent. So I believe that you did that, but that was not yet discussed on the plenary call, which is why I had included it.
I thought we did discuss that one on a plenary call. We can do it again to be sure.
Yeah, exactly. So the action item was following up on the discussion, and the text that you have added was following that discussion. So maybe this needs to be presented.
Yeah, I think we did it also in email and got no negative comments, but let's present it again. That's fine.
Yeah. All right. Is there something you wanted to say before we move on to Icon 64?
Yeah, just, Jackie, if you could this weekend or today, as you wish, go through the recommendations and make sure from an editing point of view you're happy with the language. And I'll do my review as well, and assuming we both finish, then we can, subject to any changes we need to suggest, we can then go back to the group, go to the group, and present them all as a complete package for a full consensus call. Jackie, you with us?
She can only listen.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And I hope she heard. So if I understood correctly, Ellen, you wanted to have all recommendations listed for the call on Monday?
Not for the call on Monday. We'll do it if there are any changes to be made, we'll highlight them on the call. But sometime shortly afterwards, we want to do a full consensus call on all of them and either get agreement or identify who it is that's a problem with any of them.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
So next is Icon 64.